For those of you that were here last week and Father opened up a series on the word, he called it the $25 word, relinquishment, as we move into this Lenten season. And we were introduced to the word, and I just want to help refresh your memory for just a second and go over the meaning of what the word relinquishment means. Here it is: to give up, to put aside, or to put or go from. Desist, D-E-S-I-S-T is the word. It's a new word for me, and it means also to cease or to step away. Even in some cases, relinquishment means to stop. Also, it means to let go, to release one's hold. Those of us who are parents, sometimes with our children, as we've experienced life and our kids are coming up, we tend to want to hold on so tightly to them, and it's tough for us sometimes to relinquish our hold to let them experience. My heart goes out to the folks this week in Florida. We were just 10 miles away from there when it happened, and we were in Florida this week. And so be in continual prayer as that city of Parkland continues to deal with that tremendous tragedy that happened this week there. I find it interesting in the gospel reading today that it was the Spirit that drove Jesus into the desert. It was the Spirit. Not sure if Jesus had other plans that day or he was going to do something else. We don't know. But we know that the Spirit drove him into the desert, and thus he went forth. But that moment the Spirit drove him into the desert, it was a time for him to step away and perhaps go to a place that is not the most enjoyable. So in obedience, he went into the desert, as we know the rest of the story. Sally and I, we celebrated our 25th anniversary, so we were in Florida this past week. And so one day this week, on the spur of a kind of a moment, we decided we went to the Everglades. It was not far from where we were. And we traveled out just outside of Parkland to the edge of the Everglades. And we got on one of those airboats, you know, with the big engine in the back and the propellers, and the sides are only about this high, and it's aluminum. And I'm telling you, we got in the airboat, and within 2 minutes, I was lost. In the Everglades where we were, you know, the tall grasses are above your heads. And we're sitting down in this airboat, whipping down these little channels, and all of a sudden, we go through the weed. I mean, it was crazy. Captain Randy was guiding us through the Everglades. Now, he was sitting up higher, and he could see where he was going. But for us down in the boat, it's like, and we're heading, you know, normally you would think you're heading towards this big patch. You know, you want to swerve it. Man, he just goes right through it. If you ever get a chance to ride an airboat, go for it. It's incredible. And yes, while we were there, we saw gators, snakes, and birds. Oh, my. And just like Jesus went into the wilderness, we went into the Everglades. There was a moment when he stopped the boat, and I heard a voice from above sitting up there, Captain Randy, go, "Doug, would you like to drive the airboat?" "Why, absolutely." Guess what? Doug jumped up into the seat up there, if you know how airboat, and once I climbed up into that seat up there, guess what? I could see where we were. I didn't know where we were, but at least I could see over the grass, you know, and we're flying through the wilderness, and it was a gorgeous experience, incredible experience, and, you know, like going into the wilderness. But the point about that was with Captain Randy, he was sitting up above us, and he knew where he was, and brought us back safely after a while, and if you ever get a chance, it was the most enjoyable ride into the Everglades. You know, our lives can get that way sometimes. We can find ourselves in a desert or a wilderness place. And when we find ourselves there, it is important to relinquish our control and find the time to step away. It's important. Into a quiet place and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, even if it's just for the next hour, if it need be, or in some cases, from day to day. I appreciate the point made by Father Dave last week, that Lent is not so much, now this is my word that I'm using, task-oriented. Remember, he talked about it's not about how many more prayers we can get and what we're giving up and trying to get through Lent. That's not what Lent is about. It's not a task-oriented thing. It's about stepping away, for my fears and worries to experience His precious presence in each of our lives. One suggestion that I want to make about how do I step away, Deacon, one of the suggestions on Wednesday from now until Easter, we do it every Wednesday, come and find a moment and come over to adoration. There's no time limit. You can come anytime during the day. It's here on Wednesday. And come and just sit and step aside from what you're doing and just sit in His presence. Just relinquish those things that you have and sit in His presence. I promise you, there will be a change over your heart before you leave. If you've never done the Stations of the Cross in your life, we do it on Wednesday at the Holy Hour starting at 6 o'clock. Come, make the effort. Step away from whatever you're doing. Maybe you might have to make a sacrifice and bring your family or skip dinner. Step away and come and experience the Stations of the Cross. If we take the time and reflect on what He has, it'll make a difference. Another suggestion, I find this in my life over and over and over again, and that in those times when I'm most deeply troubled and most deeply worried, when I take the time to help somebody else, it makes a difference. To reach out to someone in need. Not so much relinquish what I'm going through, but to stop for a moment and look and help somebody else when the opportunity arises. Sometimes we can just be a presence to them. Sometimes we can become a listening person. Sometimes we can be helping another by offering encouragement. Sometimes it's just giving them an acknowledgement of their worries and their concern. And whenever possible, and you can, to even be an advocate when you need to be. Jesus was in the desert and was tempted by the devil. But you know what? In the midst of all that, He was still being ministered to by the angel. So again, during this time of Lent, we need to step away into the desert or the wilderness, away from our worries, away from our anxiety, in order to know God's love and His mission for each and every one of us.